morning, you're watching floordaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2020, and I'm in the engineered floor space with Will Young. Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty good today, getting excited about it.
Yeah, let's start first, I guess, engineered floors, celebrating 10 years. Started in the solution dyed polyester carpet business, invested heavily in the latest technology, and the business has evolved. You've bought J&J, gotten in the carpet business. You bought some of BoU's assets and grew there. And in the last couple of years, you've gotten in the LVT business as well, right?
Sure. I think right now, the biggest difference you'll see this year versus years past is that you're seeing a full-service mill. You're seeing a Main Street commercial line that's really starting to develop. You see a full-service LVT line, residential carpet. So we're taking care of what we used to be maybe the one-trick pony. We've kind of started to move into those other businesses, become that full-service mill that people are kind of used to.
Let's talk about a couple other little background points. First, let's start with you. All right, so Will Young, what's the relationship? You're Bob Shaw's grandson, right?
I get to be the grandson.
Yeah. Actually, you and your twin brother, Joe, are helping to run this organization. You're director of national accounts.
Yes, sir.
Joe's not here at this meeting because he just had a baby, right?
Just had a baby boy last week, so I got two hats on today. I'm our residential brand manager for what I can do there, and then the handling the buying groups too.
Yeah.
So.
One other point I'd like to make out is Engineered Floors is a family-owned, privately held company. Another one of those great type organizations in the flooring company, in the flooring business, because I mean that's. You don't have to worry about next quarter's numbers, right?
We talk about that a lot, but we make a lot of plans that may be 18 months out, 24 months out. We're not living quarter at a quarter. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of long-term planning that goes on that allows us. I think that gives us flexibility. So you get the good, the bad, and the ugly of the family-owned business sometimes.
Yeah, and you service independent retail.
Sure.
You've got many buying groups. Actually, you had a major home run last year with buying groups.
Sure.
So you actually go to market through almost every channel, right?
We'll go to market. I mean, if it's builder multifamily, we're invested in that with a specialized sales force. Obviously, getting into the buying groups is a little bit more our cup of tea in terms of being the retail piece of the business. But we are making our way into a lot of different parts of the business these days.
You got to be excited.
Yeah.
I think and 19, everybody knows 19 was a little soft. How'd y'all do?
We're still here. But no, we had a pretty good year. We had a pretty good year. I think everybody was looking forward to a great year. But 2019 overall, we were very satisfied with it. We got a lot of change going on right now, in terms of our product line and new additions, we call it. We're sending the kids off to college, original introductions that are moving out. So there's a lot of moving parts right now, and finally it's kind of coming together here at Surfaces.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell us what you're telling your customers, your visitors that are coming to the show here. I know we're standing in front of this DW Select. I guess that's part of it, right?
Yes, sir. I think that's a part of being the full service line. Yeah, we always kind of talk about Pure Color, which is our solution dyed fiber system. It's been our Toyota for a long time. It's tried, it's true. The service was good. The value was there. DW Select is what moves us into our Lexus right now, and I think that's the best way to look at this. These are higher-end price points for us. You know, for us, that's getting into the teens all of a sudden is becoming a high-end price point, but we're still very much, so focused on that middle meat of the market. We're not going to play up in that top 5%. There's not enough of them out there for us, so we like to still play in that area, but this moves us into that high style and design.
So the striations and variations in color, is that what it is?
It all goes back to a patented twisting technology that came out of the BoU asset acquisition, and so it allows us to actually create these striations that you're seeing on the floor. We can create it during twisting, where a lot of people are relying on tufting or dyeing technology in order to get them these multicolor type looks. This is something that we don't have to change our solution dyed process at all. We can actually just change what we're doing in twisting with that third ply, putting tension on the yarn, and you get these beautiful multicolors out of it.
All right, that sounds like a really good looking product here. So, and you also have gone longer in LVT. Tell us a little bit about that if you would.
You're going to see new technologies in that. We've already been able to kind of transition over to a full SPC lineup in terms of our floating products there. But you're going to see, new technology in terms of the printing that we're going to be bringing out. And so you have a couple styles there as well. So basically we're in a situation where I told somebody, I wish we were selling this earlier. It's really easy to sell. And I think everybody found that out, and that's why there's so many people selling it around here. But, you know, it's something that it complements both our builder multifamily business in terms of being a full service kind of guy and definitely in retail. So I think it's, you know, we're relying on somebody that's supporting us in residential carpet to move on to the next segment with us, and that's, it's been a big hit.
Well, most everybody knows your grandfather, and he likes to make things. So anything on the horizon as far as making this?
I can't speak to that, but we'd always like to put jobs in North Georgia if at all possible, but technology changes quickly and it's hard to invest sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's actually, you need to wait and see where it's going because like the product you've got over here, I understand.
That's technology within the last 12 months.
Oh yeah, and it's actually direct print.
Sure.
You don't have that intermedium film.
That's right.
And I mean, this is the latest technology and you guys have got it, right?
There's no question about that. So it is nice though. I think we've been, we're a nimble ship, you know, in terms of being kind of a sailboat while other people are turning a Titanic. So we were able to move from, you know, WPC to the high density rigid core, the SPC lineup very quickly. We're able to move into this new digital print very quickly. And so we like to be nimble. Okay. And I think that's going to help us out there.
So you also have a Main Street line called Pence. There's some news there as well, right?
Pence Main Street, you're going to see a lot of color. You're going to see 25 new styles. Heavy dosage of commercial tile, obviously, because we have the new tile plant that's, you know, that we're looking to sell the capacity there, and so you're going to see a heavy dosage of that. But the same thing in Broadloom as well, you know, with what other people are doing, you know, right now, Olefin moving to polys and stuff like that to get your Class A's in Broadloom. So there's transition on every piece of our business right now and kind of gluing it all together.
And what are you most excited about of all the things you're doing?
I've been a part of this DW Select Twistex deal for about, it's been about 24 months in terms of engineered floors folks working on it, and we see this as a huge opportunity, both for our retailer to make a very good living off of this, you know, off of selling this as well, but it's something that I think our guys, it changes our image a little bit on being able to provide that higher style and design. So for me, DW Select's the place to be right now, so that's going to be where our focus
and
is.
A lot of people would know DW stands for Dreamweaver, which was your first retail brand in the business, right?
That's right. You know, so Dreamweaver, and that's what it's funny. I think our tags say Dreamweaver when we got here. I was signing up to be engineered floors, but people still associate us with Dreamweaver because that's really what brought us to the table is that residential carpet piece. But DW Select is a play on that, obviously changing in the branding there, but it's going to be kind of our level above Dreamweaver.
All right, well, it's great to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Will Young, the Director of National Accounts at Engineered Floors, and Bob Shaw's grandson, and you've been watching Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.